Iran's security unit tasked with enforcing a strict dress code has been shut down. The decision to stop the morality police from operating comes after nearly 3 months of anti-government protests. They were sparked by the death of 22-year-old student Mahsa Amini while in police custody. Dorsa Jabari has more from Tehran.
Certainly a development in this ongoing story that began in September after the death of Mahsa Amini. It's very important to note that this wasn't a major announcement made by the Attorney General, Mohammad Jafar Montazeri, who was speaking at an event in Qom on Saturday evening when he was asked the question about the role of this morality police that's been on the streets of Tehran and other cities in Iran since 2006, enforcing the country's Islamic dress code that is mandatory for all women when they enter Iran.
Turkey has reportedly targeted multiple military sites in northern Syria, controlled by the largely Kurdish Syrian Democratic Forces. The operation is in response to an explosion in Istanbul last month, which Turkey blames Kurdish forces. Demonstrators have reportedly stormed a government building in the Syrian city of Suwada. They're angry because of rising prices and economic hardship. South Africa's president says he will not resign despite a scandal about stolen money. Cyril Ramaphosa was investigated for failing to report the theft of millions of dollars from his farm back in 2020. 10,000 police and soldiers have sealed off a city in El Salvador as part of a national crackdown on criminal gangs. Almost 60,000 people have been arrested since President Nayib Bukele declared a state of emergency. Israeli fighter jets have targeted training camps in the southern Gaza Strip. The facilities belong to an armed group or armed groups in Khan Yunis and are not believed to be in use. People have been rallying in Taiwan's capital, Taipei, in a show of support for protesters in China. Last week, several Chinese cities saw mass demonstrations against strict zero COVID-19 policies.